So this is Jonathan Grimes, and I'm here with composer Ed Bennett. Ed, tell me what you've been doing tonight.
I'm at the Contemporary Music Centre in Dublin, and we've just had a little launch celebration for my new CD, which has come out on NMC Records. And we've just had a great performance from Paul Rowe, who played a couple of pieces of mine, with a nice little crowd here. And it's been a really nice evening.
So the CD is called My Broken Machines. Tell me how that project came about and how long it really took to put together.
It came about through, well, really it's something I wanted to do for a while. I was put together a CD of my work. I mean, I'd done another CD earlier actually in the year, which was a large scale piece called Zamna Stories, but I wanted to do a CD of a wider spread of pieces with my ensemble and with other musicians I'd worked with a lot. So this was something I wanted to do for a while, and the opportunity arose about a year ago to do it through the label NMC and through having the facilities and a little bit of time and money to do it. So it's taken about a year actually from starting to record, to edit, to put together, to actually going into production and doing artwork and all the things that go along with it. So yeah, it's taken a year, but quick enough turnaround actually, considering the amount of work we did into it, I think. So,
absolutely. And in this kind of highly technological digital age where, you know, there's been so many changes for composers in terms of how they disseminate their music, how they get their music out there. But the CD is still important, isn't it?
I mean, I think so. I mean, perhaps I'm a bit old-fashioned. I mean, I do like to have the hard copy of the product and... it's important. I mean, as for a composer, it's nice to be able to have that and give to people and as a calling card. But it's also important in its digital form. It's also important in its digital form to have, because, I mean, let's face it, that's the way a lot of people listen to music these days. But I think the quality of the recording and the dissemination of it is hugely important as well. So yeah, it's an important thing. I think it's still relevant and still. Certainly recording, good quality recordings of music for composers and performers as well, of course, is of huge importance. And the more Irish composers we can get recorded and put out there, the better, because it brings our music to a bigger audience.
I suppose the other thing that the CD functions as is as a project for, you know, you mentioned that, you know, briefly how long it took to put together, and presumably, you know, any CD project requires, you know, recording to a certain level, it requires mixing, it requires editing. These are all things that you mightn't necessarily get around to if you're just putting music out there, shall we say.
No, I mean, it takes time, and it's a process, but if you think it's an important part of the process, then, you know, it's something you do, and for me it goes hand in hand really with composing, actually producing music, recording it, getting it to sound as good as possible, is all part of it. So yeah, it sort of seems like something I would do anyway.
Great. Well, I don't want to take up too much of your time, because there are guests still here, and I suppose they, you know, all the formalities are over, so I'll let you get back to mixing with all your friends and supporters. Well, best of luck with the CD, and here's some more work in the future.
Thanks, Jonathan. Thank you.